WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Police say they've prevented a possible mass shooting at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, thanks to a tip from relatives of Billy Joe Cagle after they saw him during a live stream say that he was going to shoot it up. The Cartersville, Georgia man was arrested at the airport this morning, and a semi-automatic weapon and ammo were found in his truck. Cartersville Police Captain Greg Sparacio.
We were alerted by family members that Mr. Cagle was en route to somewhere in the Atlanta area. They weren't sure. Ultimately, we found out it was the Atlanta airport, and that he had the intention to inflict harm to as many people as he could.
Atlanta's mayor says that Cagle was having a mental health crisis. Cagle faces multiple charges, including making terroristic threats. An appeals court says President Trump can deploy the National Guard to Portland, Oregon. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We have a pattern now of a number of circuit court judges saying, when we look at this question, does the president have the power to federalize the National Guard over the wishes of a state governor? The answer, generally speaking, is we defer to the president's decisions and judgment in this area.
Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield says in a statement that today's ruling, if allowed to stand, would give the president unilateral power to put Oregon soldiers on our streets with almost no justification. Amazon says its web services are back up after a major outage that knocked out popular apps and websites around the world.
Amazon says its domain name system caused the problem. An initial fix did not immediately solve all of the issues.
The outage included smart home apps like Ring and Alexa.
Many of them weren't being smart anymore. They lost their intelligence because they lost their connection to the internet.
There's no indication the outage was the result of a cyber attack.
That's our Wendy Gillette with Tech Radar's Lance Ulanoff. On day 20 of the government shutdown, a Republican short-term funding bill fails in a 50-43 vote. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says he thinks there could be progress soon.
We're seeing that moderate Democrats are perhaps, you know, free now to open up the economy after we've had the No Kings rally that apparently made them feel like they had to wait until after that.
The hunt continues for the priceless jewels stolen from the Louvre Museum in Paris, France over the weekend, and for the thieves who committed the crime. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
The French police found plenty of evidence, including the mobile ladder the thieves used to break in and their chainsaw abandoned on the sidewalk. They entered on the backside of the building, away from the main entrance with its famous pyramid, then made straight for the sumptuous Apollo's Gallery.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at progressive.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
They're calling it a miracle on 34th Street after an abandoned baby is found in an unlikely place. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The baby was found during the morning rush, wrapped in a sheet at a subway station at the 34th Street and 7th Avenue stop at Penn Station. Police say the baby girl was conscious, alert, and did not appear to have any injuries.
It's really unsanitary. It's really unsafe to just leave the poor baby out here. I'm glad someone was able to do something about it.
I mean, I'm a new parent. My girl is 16 months, so I can't imagine the desperation that they must have felt to do that.
Investigators are now reviewing surveillance video from inside the station to determine who may have left the child. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea are using artificial intelligence to improve their cyber attacks on U.S. companies, governments, and individuals, according to new research from Microsoft. Microsoft's researchers have found that hackers are increasingly targeting critical public systems like hospitals and using AI to automate some of the work. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Low tonight in the mid-40s, high tomorrow in the mid-50s. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. It's 60 right now.
Goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Had a thing she saw.
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You all come back from the next curve.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. If you need a friend,
sitting on the dock of the bay. have nothing to live for. It look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
What are you doing tonight? You got no place to go. Gotta get out of the city. Why don't you come along with me? My
round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful.
Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, brighter.
La, 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 la.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. Single day singing.
Hold me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. same as will be, will be. When you make me tell you I love you. They told me, be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An appeals court panel is now allowing the White House to federalize and deploy National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Alex Bonghart with the Oregon Capitol Chronicle.
The state has been prepared for this. The governor has been prepared for it. The Department of Justice has been very prepared for it. I think the message we're getting from local elected officials is basically like, no matter what happens in the courts, the president was wrong to do this. I think there's a lot of officials who are sort of trying to reinforce that they will fight for people's right to protest. The governor of Oregon, Tina Kotek, has said that it is within her power to deploy Oregon Guard to protect Oregonians at the protest site.
Attorneys for the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago have asked the Supreme Court to keep in place a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops in Illinois. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says met with President Trump at the White House. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The two leaders signed a rare earths and critical minerals agreement. The deal, which President Trump said had been negotiated over 4 or 5 months, is aimed at ensuring a steady supply of the materials. Albanese described the deal as an
$8.5 billion pipeline that we have ready to go.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner